What is self-empowerment? How does learning to empower yourself improve your mental health? And what can you do to improve your sense of self-empowerment? That's what I'm talking about this week here on Let's Talk About Mental Health, the weekly podcast that makes mental health simple. So get comfortable and let's talk. Hello and welcome to episode 224 of Let's Talk About Mental Health, and thanks for joining me as I talk about self-empowerment and mental health. I'm Jeremy Godwin, and this isn't your regular podcast full of interviews and random opinions. I'm a mental health counsellor and writer, and each week I look at one specific aspect of better mental health, and I share simple and practical tips you can apply immediately, all based on quality research and my own experience of learning to live with anxiety and depression after a breakdown in 2011 that changed my life. In this episode, I'll be talking about what self-empowerment is, why self-empowerment matters for good mental health, and how to empower yourself more. So, let's talk. In 2016, Sia declared, "Never give up, no, never give up, no, no." And I'm fairly certain she was talking about finding the kind of inner strength we all have within us, just waiting to be pulled out when the occasion calls for it. But I'd like to suggest that it's something we should be tapping into all the time in order to empower ourselves and help us be the best version of ourselves that we can. I will also concede that it's quite possible that Sia's decision to never give up could also have been related to her commitment to trying to navigate her way through the world while unable to see anything due to the gigantic wigs covering her head and face. However, that's a conversation for another day. Now, I'm sure many regular listeners are probably surprised that I'm quoting a song from only 8 years ago, since most of my pop culture references usually seem to come from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Because apparently, my ability to keep up with what the kids are listening to deserted me somewhere in my 30s. But it's been rattling around in my brain ever since it came on in the car the other day while I was thinking about self-empowerment. No, not just randomly. I like to think about what I want to say with these topics for a few days before I put pen to paper or fingers to keyboard. And I felt like the idea of reminding yourself to never give up is just one of the many ways that we get to empower ourselves to do and be all the things we want to. Like I said at the end of last week, your life is your life. So that means it's up to you to take charge and steer it in a direction that feels satisfying and fulfilling. That means a whole bunch of things. But I think first and foremost, it's about really taking the time to get to know yourself and learning how to embrace and celebrate the real you, not the version you think you're supposed to be or that other people tell you you're supposed to be. How do you do that? Well, I'll explain that and a whole lot more shortly. First, let's get ourselves on the same page with some definitions. And let's talk about what is self-empowerment. When we talk about self-empowerment, it's basically about taking charge of your own life, making decisions that align with your values and desires, and then acting on them. It's about recognizing your own ability to influence outcomes and your environment, rather than feeling like a passive participant in your own life, just going along for the ride. It includes a number of different aspects, like understanding your strengths and development opportunities, setting personal goals, and building a strong sense of self-confidence and self-worth based on intrinsic motivation and internal validation, rather than being driven mainly by external factors like the opinions of others. From a mental health perspective, self-empowerment takes on an even deeper significance because it's about acknowledging your capacity to manage your mental well-being and make positive changes in your life. It's not just about the actions you take in the external world, but also how you manage your internal world, like how you talk to yourself, how you respond to challenges, and how you nurture your mental and emotional resilience. It might involve doing things like building your knowledge about your own mental health situation, engaging in therapy or counseling, practicing mindfulness, or engaging in regular physical activity to boost your mood and reduce stress. Essentially, it's about taking proactive steps to not just survive, but to thrive, despite the challenges you might face in life. By cultivating your sense of self-empowerment, you can feel a lot more in control of your mental health journey. It helps to encourage a realistically optimistic approach to overcoming obstacles, helping to promote a genuine belief in your ability to affect change in your life and in your mental state. The thing is that self-empowerment doesn't ignore the difficulties you might face from time to time, but instead, it equips you with the belief and tools to navigate through them if and when they happen. So, self-empowerment is really about embracing your ability to shape your own journey through life and understanding that while you may not have control over every aspect of your life, you absolutely have significant power over how you respond to and grow from your experiences. It's a hopeful approach that acknowledges the challenges we all face sometimes, but which focuses on your potential for positive change and personal growth. Okay, so now let's talk about why self-empowerment matters for good mental health. This may seem a bit philosophical of me, so you know, no real surprises there, since I get a bit philosophical quite often in this show. But self-empowerment is fundamental for your mental health, because it acts as the foundation on which you can then build a fulfilling life for yourself, where it's very clearly you that's in control. This sense of control is crucial for your overall well-being, because it gives you the confidence to make decisions, the resilience to face challenges in your life, and the motivation to pursue your goals. When you feel empowered, you're more likely to take actions that align with your authentic self and your values, leading to a much more satisfying and meaningful life than if you were to just let yourself be swept along by wherever destiny takes you. I mean, by all means, you can do that if you like, but you'll very likely find that feeling as though you have no control over your life leads to a whole range of mental health issues, since we human beings don't tend to do particularly well without feeling like we're capable of being in charge of our own destinies. In the broad scheme of things, self-empowerment is about recognizing that while you may not have control over every aspect of your life, you do have the power to influence your reactions, your choices, and the way you navigate your path in life. It's about shifting from a mindset of passivity or victimhood to one of active engagement with your life. This shift doesn't just happen overnight. It's a process that involves cultivating self-belief, understanding your own strengths and weaknesses, and learning to trust in your ability to overcome obstacles. When we narrow down to mental health, the importance of self-empowerment becomes even more pronounced. Mental health challenges can often make us feel powerless or trapped by our circumstances. However, self-empowerment is about reclaiming control over your life and your mental and emotional well-being. It involves recognizing that despite the difficulties you might face, each of us has the strength and the ability to improve our mental health. And so any challenges you might be facing are just that, challenges. And a challenge is an opportunity in disguise, something you can overcome. In the words of Alexis Carrington in the classic 80s soap opera Dynasty, that sounds like a challenge, and I adore a challenge. So that's going to mean different things for different people. For some, it might be seeking therapy or counseling. For others, it could involve learning better coping strategies, engaging in physical activity, or building healthier and stronger connections with loved ones. Self-empowerment, in terms of mental health, is deeply intertwined with the concept of self-belief, which is a topic I covered in its own episode back in episode 125. It's very much about trusting in your own capacity to heal, to grow, and to navigate the complexities of life. This self-belief doesn't remove the need for support from others. I mean, really, a huge part of self-empowerment is recognizing when to seek help, rather than suppressing things and potentially causing more harm in the long term. But it does mean recognizing yourself as an active participant in your mental health journey. It's your journey and nobody else's, and nobody can or will improve your mental health for you. So it's up to you. You can absolutely get support from others, which, by the way, I highly encourage, since going it alone is rarely ever effective. But it's important to remember that nobody can do the work for you because it's up to you. The piece here is to bear in mind that taking control of your own life through self-empowerment and cultivating a strong sense of self-belief are integral to both your overall well-being and your mental health. There are a number of reasons why, and I'm going to talk through a few of them now. Okay, so let me start with building your resilience, which is an important one in terms of preventing stress, burnout, and anxiety. Look, life is, as we all know, an unpredictable mess sometimes. It can have a habit of throwing challenges and situations at us that can be tough to manage. However, having a strong sense of self-empowerment makes you more resilient, helping you to believe in your ability to deal with the tough stuff and allowing you to bounce back from setbacks and adversities. It's about having the inner strength to withstand life's storms, learning from them, and emerging even stronger. Moving on, learning how to empower yourself more serves to give you greater independence and autonomy, in that it encourages you to take charge of your life, make your own choices, and stand firm in your beliefs and values. This sense of self-determination is liberating, in that it frees you from the influence of others and allows you to live a life that feels like it's truly yours. On that note, another benefit of self-empowerment is that it encourages growth and self-improvement, because an empowered mindset is the perfect breeding ground for personal growth. It motivates you to pursue your goals, embrace new experiences, and continually seek self-improvement, which, of course, is going to help you to move forward in life rather than staying stuck and stagnant, and it can lead to a much more fulfilling and enriched life. Next, self-empowerment actually helps you to improve the quality of your relationships with others. How? Well, when you understand and value your worth, you're going to be much more likely to establish healthy boundaries and stick to them, communicate openly and effectively, and engage in relationships that are respectful and mutually supportive, all factors that are going to help you to feel better about yourself and to make sure that you don't put up with crap. And since our relationships with others have a huge impact on the way we feel about ourselves, it's a win-win situation when you learn how to fill your life with healthy and functional relationships, rather than just accepting whatever is thrown your way. And then the other piece I want to flag is that learning to empower yourself leads to greater satisfaction and happiness in your life. And who doesn't want that? Feeling genuinely in control of your life, confident in your decisions, and capable of facing challenges head on if and when they arise can lead to a much deeper sense of contentment and joy. So, how do you do all that? Well, let's first take a quick break to hear from the brands who help me create this show each week. And welcome back. Now, let's get into the how-to part of today's episode and let's talk about how to empower yourself more. Okay, so let's start with understand yourself. And this is about taking time to be really clear about who you are and, more importantly, who you are not. because that then helps to inform the choices you need to make about how to empower yourself. Look, this doesn't necessarily need to be some great big existential exercise or writing a book like The Meaning of Mariah Carey, which, by the way, wins the award for the most self-reflective memoir title ever. But knowing both who you are and who you are not helps you to better understand your own mind so that you can make choices that feel more aligned with your true self. When you do that, you'll find that things feel easier, even when they're challenging, because you're not fighting against your true nature. And so that leads nicely to my next point, practice self-reflection, because this is the thing that will help you to understand yourself more and more, and it's something I talk about a lot in this show. Regular self-reflection allows you to understand your thoughts, feelings, and actions much more deeply. And it's beneficial because it can help you identify areas for improvement, understand your strengths, and make more informed decisions about your life. Try setting aside a few minutes each day to reflect in a journal, meditate, or to simply think quietly about your day and what you've learned. If you'd really like to take your reflection to the next level and use it as a tool to help improve your mental health, you can use my daily reflection tool, which helps to step you through a more guided and structured approach to reflection each day. Plus, I also have a video masterclass that coaches you through how to get the most out of your reflection and self-care activities. They're linked in the episode description and on my website at ltamh.com. And for a limited time, you can buy the PDF reflection tool plus the video together for 20% off. Okay, so my next tip is embrace your uniqueness. Because recognizing and valuing what makes you unique is a fundamental aspect of self-empowerment. It's about accepting your quirks, your strengths, and even your weaknesses, and choosing to celebrate your individuality by pursuing interests and passions that resonate with you, regardless of whether they conform to what others expect from you. In other words, it's about giving yourself permission to be you. The more you do that, the more confident you'll feel, and that leads to a greater sense of empowerment in terms of being your authentic self instead of what you think or what others tell you you should do or be. Next, learn to let go. A big part of self-empowerment is recognizing what you can and cannot control, because you can't control everything, and trying to usually leads to frustration and misery. All you have direct control over is yourself and what you choose to do and say. Sure, you can influence others, but you can't control them. Learning to let go of the things outside of your control frees up a lot of emotional energy and reduces stress, allowing you to focus more on areas where you can make a real impact. Practice letting go through mindfulness, acceptance, and focusing on the present, which I talked about in episode 215. Okay, next, build a positive mindset. Nurturing positive thoughts and attitudes can significantly impact how you perceive challenges and interact with the world around you. I mean, little orphan Annie was stuck in an orphanage that was basically a sweatshop, but that didn't stop her singing and dancing, did it? So stupid. You can foster a more positive mindset by practicing gratitude, focusing on solutions rather than problems, and surrounding yourself with positive influences. You'll also find it helpful to be adaptable, open to change, and flexible in the way you approach challenges and opportunities in life. Being adaptable helps you navigate a world that's constantly changing without your head exploding every 5 seconds. Next, be assertive, which means expressing your thoughts, feelings, and needs in a clear, honest, and respectful way. It's important for empowerment because it helps you communicate more effectively, navigate conflicts, and maintain healthy relationships. You can practice assertiveness by stating your opinions confidently, setting clear boundaries and communicating them, and respecting the needs of others while also being clear about your own. Oh, and don't be afraid to say no when something doesn't align with your values or well-being. And I covered assertiveness back in episode 45. Next, be committed to growing, which means believing that your abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work, which they can. Foster a growth mindset by embracing challenges, choosing persistence in the face of setbacks, taking things one step at a time, and making regular time to learn new skills and enhance your knowledge. That also involves choosing to embrace failure as a learning opportunity. Instead of fearing failure, view it as a chance to grow and learn, because it is. And while I'm talking about fear, bear in mind that it's a natural reaction to stepping out of your comfort zone or facing new challenges. But instead of allowing fear to paralyze you, learn to navigate it constructively. Acknowledge your fears, understand what they're trying to tell you, and then take thoughtful and considered steps forward despite your fears. One way to do that is with my next point, stop making excuses. Empowerment means taking control of your life by identifying what you truly want to achieve, both in the short and long term. Excuses just get in the way of making that happen, as I discussed last week in episode 223 about excuses. Instead, turn your goals into tangible targets, which makes it easier to focus your efforts and measure progress. Instead of letting fear hold you back, break things down into small, achievable steps and work on them one step at a time. Okay, next, build healthy relationships. Surrounding yourself with supportive and positive people can have an enormous influence on your sense of empowerment. Healthy relationships provide encouragement and support, making it easier to pursue your goals and maintain a positive outlook. Cultivate healthy relationships by communicating openly, showing appreciation, and offering your support to those you care about. Next, challenge negative self-talk. The way you talk to yourself can either be a powerful tool for empowerment or a significant barrier. Challenging and changing negative self-talk is important because it shapes your self-perception and can influence your motivation and confidence. When you catch yourself engaging in negative self-talk, pause and then reframe those thoughts in a more positive or realistic light. Okay, next, take care of your well-being. Self-care is not just about indulging in occasional treats. It's about consistently taking time to look after your physical, mental, and emotional health, because you can't fill from an empty cup. Make regular time for rest and relaxation and to recharge your emotional energy. And look after your physical health with regular exercise, a balanced diet, and sufficient sleep, all of which can improve your energy levels, mood, and overall health, making it easier to pursue your goals in life. Start with small, manageable changes to your lifestyle and gradually build from there. Okay, so my next point is celebrate your achievements, because this reinforces your capabilities and the progress you've already made, motivating you to continue pushing forward. Make it a habit to acknowledge your successes, perhaps by sharing them with others, rewarding yourself, or simply taking a moment to reflect on what you've accomplished. And next, develop a strong support network. Having people who can be a sounding board for your ideas, provide encouragement during tough times, and offer advice based on diverse experiences helps you to feel encouraged in the things you choose to do. Start with close friends and supportive family members, And then you can build your network by reaching out to people you admire, participating in community or professional groups, and being a supportive presence in the lives of others. Because when it comes to self-empowerment and mental health, what it all boils down to is this. Self-empowerment is about feeling more resilient, more able to adapt to life's ups and downs, and much more in control of your own destiny. Ultimately, it's about being yourself and embracing everything that makes you unique, so you can feel good about yourself, which you should, and so that you can create a life that feels meaningful and fulfilling. Your life is your life, and it's up to you to shape it as you see fit. But if you're given a choice between just seeing where life takes you versus actively creating a life filled with purpose, joy, and satisfaction, well, I know which choice I would make. The choice is yours, as it is with all things related to your well-being. So, what choice will you make today? Each week, I like to finish up by sharing a quote about the week's topic, and I encourage you to take a few moments to really reflect on it and consider what it means to you. This week's quote is by the late Maya Angelou, and it is, "If you are always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be." Let me repeat that. If you are always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be. All right, that's nearly it for this week. What are you taking away from this episode? If you're on Spotify, you can answer in the Q&A section below. Otherwise, you can let me know on Instagram at LTA Mental Health or by commenting on the transcript, which you can have delivered to your inbox each week, along with my newsletter, Thursday Thoughts. Sign up at ltamh.com or use the link in the episode description. And for more tips, follow me on my other Instagram account, it's Jeremy Godwin, and support my work, plus get early access to ad-free episodes on Patreon. Next week, I'll be talking about reducing stress. We all face stressful situations from time to time, and sometimes the stress can actually motivate us in a positive way. But a lot of stress can be harmful, especially if you have to deal with it for a long period of time. Overwork, conflict, challenges, and more can all do a lot of damage to your mental health and can lead to issues like anxiety and depression if left unaddressed. So next time, I'm going to talk about what reducing stress means, why actively minimizing stress in your life is important, and how to reduce stress. That episode will be released on the 31st of March 2024, and I hope you'll join me for it. Thank you very much for joining me today. Look after yourself and make a conscious effort to share positivity and kindness out into the world, because you get back what you put out. Take care and talk to you next time. Let's Talk About Mental Health is an independent program proudly produced by Reconnaissance Media, helping you find meaning and gratitude. For more information, visit reconnaissancemedia.com.